Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's Nod Your Head Wednesday. Checking for hip hop or checking for R&B. Nod Your Head Wednesday got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest. These plates showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views, honest reviews. Arsenia and boy, always keep the fellas tone. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people for intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop of what's current in the news. Wednesday days of 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. 6, stay locked on the Wednesday night. Set up Warzel 1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the guap, got the loot, got the watch. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Fashion all day, dog, the flow don't stop. Logical One, airwaves don't lock. We lead the competition, sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot.
Yeah. 8 o'clock p.m., 22nd Wednesday. Nod Your Head Radio is on the air. Tonight we got my man Eric Sermon coming on. Well, he's supposed to come on. First time we had him, man, he kind of faked us out, so we're going to see what's going to happen this time. But, yeah, it's 22nd, man. It's Wednesday. It's Nod Your Head Radio. If y'all hear a little wind blowing through the mic, that's because I got my phone. If y'all hear some thunder, that's because D got me out here doing the show in Chicago, man, during this thunderstorm. So I hear a little rumbling outside. But, yeah, we here today, Wednesday. We trying to do what we do. And, yeah, I'm here. So, latest news today. Well, congratulations to the Cavs, first of all. LeBron finally got a ring. I think he got a ring before. I don't know. I'll be keeping up with that dude. But, yeah, LeBron finally got a ring. The Cavaliers took it away from the Warriors, man. They are celebrating today as we speak. But, yeah, they won. Congratulations. They didn't get that. The Warriors didn't get that little thing from the Bulls. We still holding it. It is what it is, man. So congratulations to them. Better luck next year. Can't talk today, man. I'm going too fast. I got to slow down. But, yeah, congratulations to them. Congratulations to LeBron. I ain't going to call him out his name because he did what he had to do, man. You know, it is what it is. Even if people do think the referees sat over there and helped them win, man, it is what it is, man. You know, they can't call it. Today's news in Chicago is Derrick Rose got traded. He's out of there. We traded for two people and a second-round pick. I don't know whose brilliant idea that was, but, I mean, I guess in some ways, I guess it was a brilliant idea, and in some ways it wasn't. But he's out of there. He's going to New York, man. Everybody in Chicago, man, is talking about this shit. And they seem pretty tight about it, man. I can't say that I'm upset with it, man. I mean, he wasn't that exactly a great player to me. You know, people get hurt, but I feel like, man, he played us. He played Chicago. He played the Bulls. You know, he got paid a lot of money to play. And I get, you know, on one hand, people don't you don't want to hurt yourself, man. And I get that because when your knees are gone, it's over. But at the same time, I feel like, man, he was overdoing it. Now, it's rumors and speculation going around that my man was like, he ain't going to burn himself out because he doesn't feel like the Bulls was a winning team. And dude won a ring. You know, I understand that. You know, I would want a ring too, man. You know, but you got paid a lot of money, man. Championship ring or not, man. They laced your pockets with a lot of loot. So we expecting, or was expecting, the Bulls were expecting you to play at 120%, man. You know, this cat, man, he always getting hurt, man. Knee popping out of socket, something, you know, face getting fucked up. man, it's just something with this dude, man. So we're going to see if he missed the Unbreakable or if he going to turn up Dr. Glass over there, man. It's been a lot of hate pouring out over this cat. And, you know, it is what it is, man. I ain't going to trip on it, man. You got to do what you got to do. It is what it is. But, yeah, we here chilling. Again, we got the incredible Eric Sermon, one half of EPMD, allegedly coming on to the show today, man. My man Tony just texted me, man, and he like, man, yeah, he know how Eric do, man. He might call in, he might not, man. Matter of fact, I'm going to see if I can get Tony to call in now, man, and we going to talk to him while we waiting on Red. And, you know, see what he talking about. And, you know, get some for. I'm typing it. I'm texting him now. You know, to get him on the show. But, yeah, you know. Other than that, man, you know, everything's been pretty cool, man. I was reading today that they allegedly caught the alligator that, kill that kid in Florida. And, you know, I had to put my Kanye face on, man. How do you know that was the alligator that killed that kid, man? How do you know that? There's no evidence, nothing saying otherwise, but how do you know that? How the fuck do you know that there was an alligator? So, you know, they allegedly caught the gator and shit. And, you know, I didn't really get a chance to read all the article because, as you can tell, I'm on the show at the moment. And, you know, they pretty much specified that this is the right alligator. But, again, how do you know that? Y'all pulled out four. And how do you know this is the right one, man? How do you know that? I mean, I don't know. I'm about to pull up the report now and see. They say they caught him. Okay, Weekly Wildlife Agency is confident it caught the alligator that killed the young boy at the Orlando Resort. How are you confident? How do you know that's him? That's like, you know, when a black person is accused of something and they be like, I'm confident this was the guy that did it. But anyway, Wildlife Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission announced on Wednesday, that's today, that it was confident it had caught the alligator responsible for attacking and killing two-year-old Lane Graves at Disney World Resort in Orlando last week. The Florida Wildlife Conservation Commission is confident that the alligator responsible for the attack has been removed, the agency said in a statement. The conclusion is based on an expert analysis and observation by the staff with extensive experience. Okay, how do you know? The conclusion took into account the proximity of the attack site of removed alligators and witness description. So now they have a witness of an alligator who can identify and finger this alligator. The statement also revealed that trappers captured three alligators that fit the size range of the animal in question between 4 and 7 feet, with two found near the location where Graves was snatched. Based on past experience, the alligator responsible is usually located in close proximity of the attack site, the agency explained. Nick Wiley, the executive director of the Florida Wildlife Commission, shared his condolences for the family over the recent dead incident, which took place at Seven Seas Lagoon at Grand Florida Resort and Spa. There are no words to describe the profound sadness we feel for the family of Lane Graves, he said. We will continue to keep this family close to our hearts as they deal with the pain and grief and loss of Lane. So I'm looking at this resort. I didn't really actually see the resort. This is a pretty top-notch resort, man. So my question is, I mean, how loose and open is your resort to wildlife like that, man? I mean, yeah, it is indeed Florida, but this is a pretty nice resort, man. I'm looking at this mug and just like, wow, for real? And that I'm looking at it, they're on the little beach side, well, from a photo of it, a bird's eye view looking down at the photo. I'm looking at it. This is a nice little spot, man. I'm trying to understand, though. Maybe they could have went to the pool because I do see two pools in a location. I see three pools close to the location. And I'm just wondering, how does that happen? We got my man Tony J. What's up, Tony?
What What's good with it, Sean? How are you, brother?
Oh, you can just use my government name, man. I got warrants and shit, man. You gonna put my government name? It's Brock on the show, man.
I forgot, bro. I apologize.
No trip. Yeah, it's too late now, brother.
We supposed to have your boy
Eric on here, man. He faked us out the last time, man. This cat be super busy, man. I should have just had Kim come on and had her talk on the show. But yeah, man.
You know them cats. They just getting back from the UK tour. I think it was like maybe like 20 plus cities. Got a great footage by T, his manager, and it was a blast, man. And it was like I had posted some of this stuff on my page, saying that I kind of felt like I was over there with him because he sent back so many videos and pictures. So it was a great tour for him, and now they're getting ready to do the 30th year anniversary for Strictly Business. So, I didn't even know he was supposed to be on the show today. I'm glad you let me know, sir. Appreciate that.
Yeah, well, you know what? I say allegedly, man, because some of these cats, man, be funny style. And sometimes they get on and sometimes they don't. But, you know, we do what it is.
Yes, sir.
For y'all that don't know, this one man, Tone, man, out of Chicago, man, owner of Chicago Incorporated Music, Sony Red Music, and Ski Low Music, man. And, you know, he's an A&R label manager at Gavin Music and, you know, representative for New Soul Collective, man. And, you know, he do what it do, man. I met this cat, man, I want to say 3 or 4 years ago. And, you know, I've been politic with him ever since, man. He got Jazzo under his belt. He got, Rod Digger, a couple other people up under his belt, man. So my man gets around and he does what it does, man. So if y'all ever trying to get some A&R representation or some management, man, this the guy to go to in Chicago, man. Talk to, man. So even though he did fake me out with the Wyclef show that was going on, man. But, you know, I ain't tripping. You know, it be what it be.
I apologize, brother. You know how it be, man. Bro, I be doing so much, man. It's you know how it is. I'm doing movies and stuff too now, man, through the distribution deal with Sony. So, you know, brother, like I say, you know, project after project, event after event. The one that you came to when Jazz is on the panel, you know, we doing the hip hop panel again. Got Benzino and some other people this year. You know, I'm doing the Chicago Musical Awards again this year and the International Festival of Life. That's going to be July through the 4th. Evidently got, EPMD coming through. And it's a blessing to have those cats 30 years still in the game doing their thing, you know, back touring and togetherness. So, it's, you know, just riding the wave, man, and, you know, just trying to keep it going, brother. And I appreciate the, you know, the shout-out and the plug because, you know, love to help people and artists and, you know, anybody that's trying to, you know, pursue those dreams. I know how it is. So everybody needs, you know, that help. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, the game is tight, man. It's just a lot of whackness and a lot of good shit coming out, man. You know, it's a lot of soft shit coming out. But, yeah, you know, it's good to have know people and have people, man, that kind of do have your best interest, man, you know, in the music industry.
Yes, sir.
Because, you know, when you got cats like Quincy Jones that have been in the industry for a long time saying, what industry? You know what I'm saying? It's kind of scary,
yeah,
man, you know. It's kind of scary because, you know, that guy's been around. He's had greats. My man has had greats. And if he's sitting over here like, man, the industry is fucked up. The industry is fucked up. So, you know, but, yeah, it's good to have some, you know, some cool people, man, that can kind of lead you along the way and, you know, just show you what it is, man. So, but,
yeah
man, you know, this is what we do, man. What you got coming up, man? I know you was telling me that EPMD is going to be out here in August, man. Are they on that Ice-T, are the life thing going on, or are the rap
yes,
thing
sir.
Happening?
Yes, sir. Yeah, Yes, sir. With Chuck D, I believe Mobb Deep, and some other cats. I got all that stuff on my Facebook page as well. You know, everything that I try to do, I try to post it. People probably don't think it's real, but it is really real. Just did the Atlanta Soul Fest a couple weeks ago out in Atlanta, 5,000 each day, two-day shows, 10 acts in 2 days. We got Eric Robinson, right. Rashawn Patterson, Layla Hathaway, Kendrick Family Soul, who I got down here within Chicago, did a show with them. So I got there with my people. But, definitely got the Soul Sipping back in effect for the summer. You know, when summer officially kicks off, we try to do our Soul Sipping event. That's with my New Soul Collective family, where I house all my neo soul, R&B, house music, poetry, and spoken word, things of that nature. We also have the Soul Letter magazine, been going for about 14 years now, digital hard copy as well. But we're going to be doing it at B75, 127 to 125 South Perry, right there on the corner of Perry and 75th. So nice venue, about 300. Very eloquent, maybe like a 30 and up crowd, so it's real laid back and, you know, adult music, adult atmosphere. So, cool vibe. Yes, sir. We also got, you know, I got several artists that's getting ready to come out on Sony Red, too, man. We're going to be at Jazz, you know, Jazz Otis dropped the remix with Rihanna and Drake, the work remix. So, it's been going very well, man. Yes, sir. It's on my page, all of that. Yeah, Jazz out here killing it right now with that. Everybody loving it, bro. So he got the new album, and, you know, we already got, like, the singles already done with what we're going to drop. So we're just waiting on a couple people, like The Game. We got to play The Game. They've been trying to do a video for years for this joint, but Game wants to bring it back out on a Jazz album, for his album. So we got a lot of good things in the works, man. Jazz is getting back from Barbados. He's, you know, still touring and doing his thing. Definitely try to got a couple things in Atlanta lined up with him as well that we're going to be doing. So, yeah, man, just working right there. I actually talked to her maybe about 3 days ago. She's doing well, and she's ready to, you know, take some of these music that she's been, you know, putting out here. She's ready to pass it up, and, you know, also got her a distribution deal as well, as Jazz and her. So, and I just want to say that nobody's out here is doing this type of deal, bro. I'm talking about 100% publishing, 100% writing, 100% creative control, and 70% to 75% on the back end, bro. So that's how we're doing it right now. Nobody's doing it. And this distribution deal is what artists want, and it empowers the artist, which on the playing field of anybody out here, you know. So you got to have your market promotion correct as well. But, you know, you get that distribution deal, man, you out here, you can do some things. And ours is for music and movies. So that's how I got into the movie business, submitting movies for everybody right now, brother. God is good, man. I'm talking about Willie K. Fox, Forrest Whitaker, Tanner Howard, Sammy Davis. We got Tommy Davis and doing Sammy Davis. Doing a movie, like, it's really about to go down, brother. We got a lot of stuff in the works, man. Real talk.
And that's first I heard you talk about that, man. I just want to let the listeners know too.
I've been working, and I'm real low key, man. But, you know, I just try to stay focused, keep my nose, you know, where it ain't supposed to be and where it's supposed to be, brother. It's a lot of bull out here, so you just got to stay focused and stay away from the negativity. But that's really, 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 really what I've been. And the music is just fits so into it. So, like I say, God is good, man. You know, a lot of stuff is going to happen, especially for Chicago, bro. Like, it's people who don't know, but I'm working with Rap and Take It, Ambassador for Hip Hop for Obama. Somebody sit at the White House with the man, talk with him. We trying to get a whole bunch of, you know, funding again to go back into the arts programs for music and stuff like that, man. And it's going to happen. So, you know, I'm awesome. I'm working, brother. Trying to make a change, man. We can do it. It's just, you know, got to be serious about it, bro. God bless you. You just got to put the work in, too. You know, that's what I want a lot of people to understand.
Yeah.
You got to be really passionate about it and really put that work in. He ain't going to bless you. I don't care. You have to honey. You see you doing the right thing? Yeah, bless you, man. So, you know, I try to be an inspiration to people, man, and be, you know, try to help them at the same time. But you know, like you said, saying, you can't make them drink. I'll lead you all day. Real talk. I'll lead ain't the thing. It's you got to be ready and you got to be willing to sacrifice. People don't want to sacrifice. You got to sacrifice.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. I just want to let the listeners too know when we talk to people and shit, man, shit be real on the show, man. So cats be calling from the crib, cats be calling from the L, cats be trained for those who don't know what the L is. So like when you hear background talking and shit in the back, my man called it from the crib. So he ain't in no studio right now. So that's normally what it is, man. We keep it real on the show, man. So we got other people's conversations going on through the show, man. But, you know, like I say, man, this the go-to guy in Chicago, man. So if y'all ever need some hookups and some info, it's the guy to go to, man. So tell them how they can reach you, man.
Definitely on Twitter. It's at Chicago Inc. It's D-E-C-A-G-O. INC on Facebook, Tony Jordan. It'll be a background picture of my logo, Chicago. Once again, DECAGO, and it'll be a picture of me and EPMD, the last show we did. But you know, got my hands in the Youth Foundation as well with Eric Sermon and Jazzo, and the manager is T, and his mom is the president. So you know, we really out here trying to do something. We donate you know, coaches for kids over 10 G's or more. When we do shows here, we donate, you know, we give back, you know, to the community and try to bring everybody together. That's why I'm working with Dr. Tate and, you know, working with these other organizations, trying to bring everybody together to really, you know, really make a change and really try to get everything back on track with this music, because it's just, you know, we're trying to get that quality, you know. Yeah, it is. Who you telling, brother? Just, you know, like I feel like Quincy. So, you know,
it's
I'm
fucked up, man.
But I don't want to, you know, I don't want to, let's say, not embrace. I just want to try to change the mentality of how some of these young people are thinking when it comes to the music, because, you know, a lot of it is reflecting on no guidance, you know, no stability. You know where they are, and not really having the right atmosphere. I know how it is. So, you know, if we could change some of that, I think we can, you know, make them feel better about themselves and get something else out of them. But, you know, it's just a process. But you know, you gotta start somewhere. So, you know, this is you know, I love my people and I love this music. So I feel like it's an obligation, you know, to you know, try to give back, you know, to it, to try to, you know, keep it, you know, positive as much as possible, you know, because, like I said, it's just out of hand right now. It's no bottom. It's no feeling. It's no meaning in the music, and it just all sounds the same. It's just it's horrible.
Yeah. So. We're going to let you ride out, Tone, man. I want to thank you for calling in, man, and blessing the show, man.
Anytime,
hopefully Eric will get in here, man. I'm going to hit y'all with some new music today, man. And, again, that's my man, Tone, man, Chicago Entertainment. Get out with my man and man, politics, man. Tone, I'm going to get up with you later on tonight, man, after the show, man. Again, thanks for calling,
thanks
brother,
for
man.
Me,
and
brother.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get you back on, man, as soon as E hit us up, man, and then, you know, we can politic y'all relationship there, man. And we'll talk about it soon, man. So we're going to let y'all slide.
Peace.
Peace. I had to reboot the program real quick. That was my man, Tone. He got on here, blessed the mic with us for a minute, man. It's good to have people, man, you can talk to like that, man, and you know, just hit you up and let you know about the industry, man. And, you know, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there, man. We still waiting on Red, man. She having technical difficulties and shit, man. So y'all got me for majority tonight. And, again, if something goes wrong, man, we having a thunderstorm out here in Chicago, so I just want y'all to know that. If we get cut off, man, it's probably because the power went off and shit, man. You know, I ain't on no house phone. I'm on a cell phone using the mic. So, you know, I'm going to do what it do for right now. And I'm going to hit y'all with some of this new music, man, while we waiting on these calls, man. So I'm itchy with some new shit. I got three of them. Game got some new shit out. Dre got a second album out, Compton at Night. I got some more Craig G. Dev Atlas, underground rapper, Afro underground rapper. We got some of Eric Sermon shit. Matter of fact, I'm going to play some Eric Sermon shit, and we're going to go from there, man. We're going to see what's going to happen. But I'm going to let y'all hear some of the stuff off of Eric's last album from last year. I don't know if he's got anything else, but when he gets on, we'll let you know. So there we go, Eric Sermon, The Clutch, Red Man, Method Man, Clutch.
I'm the type of nigga you need in the clutch. Anybody disrespecting the brand they can touch. That's why we're coming through, can't you tell her? Bunch of niggas walking down the block like a Selma. But we strapped with an automatic, just in case they act up, we fighting back. Sorry, Martin, I ain't the one starting, I'm home chilling. I gotta cook and do homework for my children. Till I'm back at it, rhyming, beat, making this dope like a habit. These cats gotta have it. The MP breakdown, I'm beating on the tablet. I ain't letting no one breathe. Go act fabulous.
Yeah.
Enough's enough, the stuff y'all releasing. Had to call Method Man up to start beasting. Everybody's scared to speak up. What you afraid of? You don't wanna get beat up? Fuck it, you suck. I said it, ease up. I'm not Tyson, but it hit you or freeze up. Schwarzenegger, I got a cop lady friend who gave me a taser. Now I won't go to jail for life for killing a hater. So while I'm in the streets, I'm getting paper. Locking down the block, don't fuck around and get shot, homie. Duke, you saw, comforter. These six ain't lawyer, my homeboy, he humping up. Fuck yeah. I'm the type of nigga you need in the clutch. Anybody disrespecting the brand, they can touch.
Yo.
That's why we coming through, can't you tell her? Bunch of niggas walking down the block like a Selma.
Yo.
But we strapped with an automatic, just in case they act up, we fighting back. Sorry, Martin, I ain't the one starting. I'm home chilling. I gotta cook and do homework for my children. Meth.
E, check they persona non grata. Parize in the game, one nada. I got the ghost slogger. You still a 40 feet Alibaba. Corner store robber, I was sorry. For your mama, I'm a menace, a monster. Meth lab chemist with the contra, no limit. They only see murder, they ain't in it. And pop, well, pop 1 minute, then they monsters. We get it, pretending when pop, orange pop, love pretending. I ain't playing the fun ended. Still not a player like Big Pun, no pun intended. We in these tenements, big gun, Second Amendment. It gives you the right to bear one, I recommend it. You timid, here's a middle finger, you finished. This other middle finger's for anybody offended. Them gimmicks, see I spot them just like a blemish. I criticize the image, it's everybody's a critic.
I'm the type of nigga you need in the clutch. Anybody disrespecting the brand they can touch.
Yo.
That's why we coming through, can't you tell her? Bunch of niggas walking down the block like a Selma. But we strapped with an automatic, just in case they act up, we fighting back. Sorry, Martin, I ain't the one starting. I'm home chilling, I gotta cook and do homework.
Yo. Welcome everyone to my thought. I carry the hammer like judge in court. The streets are going wild. Right through the cannabis plant, and when I chant every verse, you can actually see the sound cloud. Wow, red man, you done grown up. Grown man, do grown man shit. What you expect? Rapping, drug dealing, the same thing. Your strength depends on your connect. I was taught well, never wrote a verse sitting in a cell, but I'm cold with it, a little sicker in a cell. Chicks love a nigga, they tripping on a cell, and I tell them my album out, hit me with a cell. My brother said, when I rap, talk to him. I said, cool, I might as well harpoon him. I got a gun from Xbox and all. Women and step kids, they got a duck when a step pops. That's why I'm international. Trying to turn up and get beat down. This is hip hop. You wanna walk in my shoes? I'm like, pardon you, I got Jordans on and them a flip flop.
I'm the type of nigga you need in the clutch. Anybody disrespecting the brand, they can touch.
Yo.
That's why we coming through, can't you tell her? Bunch of niggas walking down the block like a Selma.
Yo.
But we strapped with an automatic. Just in case they act up, we fighting back. Sorry, Martin. I ain't the one starting now. I'm home chilling. I gotta cook and do homework for my children.
Yeah. That was terrible. Crazy. Boom bap, that is fine. Yep. ATL. Yep. New York.
Turn it up. I make sure the beat lean for the doper. My name hangs from the banner at the Copa. Fuck your couch, nigga. E taking over. Stand there in the same spot like a joker. Young Russell Simmons, yeah, I'm able to buy the home with the trimmings, linens for the women. Grown man talking, Harry Belafonte. I refuse to be one slave at Kanye. Go ahead, be a rosé sipper and spend your last dollar on an old ass stripper. Sermon, no one keeps a realer. Count Big Ben's like a Pittsburgh Steeler. And I'm in the Bronco, heartless, I'm Dolo. No AC, see, take a photo. Let the truth be told when it be written. Riding shotgun with E, yeah,
yo, come on. What you wanna tell me? What the fuck you wanna tell me? That young thug you with, I think not. Living that lifestyle, boy, you get shot. I dream like a jet. Playing all black like a jet. Damn right, we address.
Can we take a nigga though? Who got the cream on him? Live from the cater, baby, on to the next one. Futuristic shit, call me Jaren George Jetson. Give it to him raw like a hoe with no protection. Slow money, no money, fuck up my erection. Brady, baby, 80, baby, sick as an infection. Shawty, she don't swallow, so I told her get the steppin'. Y'all niggas play like hammer pants and typewriter. The girl give me fire head, call like Ghostwriter. Get it? Y'all niggas know we flow tighter. You bout as hot as a broke lighter. We smoke more green than you, so you know we stay more higher. Address me as Lord Sire. Yes, I eat a beat like a vampire. When we fall off in the club, hoes around us, players like a campfire. Yeah, watch how I dope boy lean on them. Blue for rig, no flash, no green on them.
What you wanna tell me? What the fuck you wanna tell me? That young thug you with, I think not. Living that lifestyle, boy, you get shot.
Red and meth, I black out soup on them. And I'm the killer, I stick my whole crew on them. Stop light flow, flash green on them. Can we take a nigga though? Who got the cream on them?
Yo, that was two off of Eric Sermon's new latest album, ESP. It came out last year, as a matter of fact, 2015. And I thought it was a good album. It was solid. I mean, shit, it's Eric Sermon, man. Old school, man. I thought it was pretty good. So, you know, it's a solid album, man. Go get it if you can pick it up. Find it on the usual haunts, Apple, you know, Amazon. You know, look for it, like I did, and you'll find it. So go scoop that up. Yeah, we're still sitting there waiting on E-Double. And, yeah, so let's talk about people in general. So, you know, the interwebs is notorious for putting up fake shit. You know, people passing, people doing shit that, you know, the internet says they did, but they didn't do the shit. And, you know, just making up all around falsehood shit altogether. So I was reading a story about Little Bootsy and Gucci Mane. There's a story floating around the internet about Gucci Mane being a clone. Now, Gucci Mane got out of jail, I want to say, last month. Got out, did a couple of albums, well, a couple of songs and shit, put the shit out the same day. Day he got out, as a matter of fact. But, you know, he had a change for the better, man. Gucci Mane lost a little weight while he was in prison, that's understood. He came out a totally different person, man. Well, like I said, there's speculation. Well, I ain't even so speculation. It's out there. There's a post going around social media where a satire website, posted an article claiming that Bootsy was on The Breakfast Club and stated how he believed Gucci had been cloned while in jail. And the clone is who we've been looking at or seeing the past few weeks. But Bootsy hasn't been on The Breakfast Club in a minute. So obviously it's not true, like with most things on the net, and fans took it and ran, and it ain't true. So, you know, after being released from prison, you know, you seeing a new Bootsy. I mean, not Bootsy, new Gucci Mane. You know, he went to jail, beer belly, and came out slim and trim, you know. So dude been working out, you know, since he been out. He ain't fucking with the ice cream no more. He, you know, healthy, you know. But the thing about it, you know, Gucci Mane has the symbol on his face, the ice cream cone on his face and everything. And if you look at some of the videos and some of the shit he's been in lately, you can clearly see the ice cream on his face. Now, that's not to say, you know, that somebody could have tattooed that shit on their face or drew that shit on their face, whatever. It's Gucci Mane. The Illuminati ain't did shit to Gucci Mane.
That's number one. Number two, Gucci Mane, in my opinion, it's just my opinion, this ain't nobody else. He is not that fucking popular to where the, even if it was an Illuminati, they would waste time making a clone of Gucci Mane. Who the fuck gonna sit there and make a clone of Gucci Mane? Why? What? It ain't like he Jay-Z or some goddamn body. He ain't Drake. Who the fuck making a clone of Gucci Mane? Who? Who? I wait. Who? You know, I'm giving y'all the damn owl. Who? So, yeah, that's what's up with Gucci Mane. He kind of responded back. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, yeah. He had Complex put it up. He responded. Let me see. I'm trying to read this shit. You know, it got pop-ups and shit on here. So, come on. All right, let's minimize that shit. And, okay, yeah. On Complex, you can see where he responded. And he was just like, that ain't him. It's a, you know. Basically, the quotes was, I rock with Gucci the long way, but that ain't the real Gucci Mane. We both sit in the studio, and he seemed lost. You know, he ain't say that shit, Bootsy. Ain't none of that shit. He ain't say none of that shit, you know. But he just looks different now, man. He changed up, man. Man, it's raining hard out here, for real. But anyway, yeah, it's Gucci. Relax, it's him. Let's see. What else I got for you? Troy Ave. Troy Ave has a bail hearing set, courtesy of Hip Hop DX. Troy Ave appeared in court today, officially pled not guilty to felony charges of second-degree attempted murder and 3 accounts of second-degree criminal possessions. By the way, he beat the murder case where they said he attempted murder and killed his best friend. He beat that, but they got him under other charges. At the hearing, a date of July 1st was set for his bail hearing, according to Billboard. The rapper showed up in a wheelchair because he had been injured in both legs. How the hell did he shoot him? So they said he shot himself in both legs. I thought it was one leg, but he got shot in both legs. The shooting occurred May 25th at a concert that T.I. was throwing. And Av's lawyer said a bullet entered and exited through his client's right leg, and the bullet was lodged to his left leg. 2 other people were injured at a shooting. His friend Ronald McFadden was killed. And surveillance caught the rapper firing the shots outside the green room. But they're saying a report of a gun that was found in his van was the gun that killed his friend. But who knows? Who the fuck knows? You know, I don't think he did it. And it is what it is. I don't think he did it, though. But, you know, rappers got to stop trying to keep it real all the damn time. And stop playing. You know, life is too short, man. Get out there and make your money, man. Life is too fucking short, man. Make your money. Because when it's over, it's over. And there's a lot of people out here that still have the credibility and, you know, the fans to continue touring. You know, a lot of people don't. So if you have the opportunity to tour, do that. Again, let me just put it out there, man. We're having a storm out here in Chicago, man. We've been talking about that shit all day. That we were going to have a storm. And, you know, like I say, it shit happens, you know, lightning bolts hit the internet server and all that shit. Shit happens. But, you know, I'm going to hit y'all with some music, man, and I'm going to play some shit, and I'm going to come back, man. Hopefully we get Eric Sermon within this half hour. And if we don't, I'm going to play some music, and then I'm calling it a rap, man. But this will be the second time this cat just faked out on us, man. If he fake out something again, man, I'm going to have some words for his head. So we're going to do this shit and play some music, and we will be right back. Najee Head. I have some more news too when we come back. Some shit I want to talk about. Najee Head.
I really need to grow up. Maybe I should get older, wiser. Hey, sir, could you help me out? Yo, could you help me out? Yo, could you help me out? Could you help me out? I really need to get wiser, older. Maybe you can help me out, sir. Got that, please. Never was really too good at sports. Never really knew how to play the shit. Everybody always just to crowd around. Everybody always just to get down. What the fuck is down of the funky drummer? Number one style for the number one summer. Here we go again, and everybody go insane. Why they ever go my way? Why don't ever go my way? My way, my way. And every morning wake up to a bad day, thinking about you.
help sometime. Drink some, look it out and help sometime. Baby, I don't even feel alright. Once in a minute, going once in a while. Mama ain't seen my face in a while. Just everything going my way. Why isn't anything going my way? Why is everybody sending my way? Somebody help me out. Won't somebody help me out? 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 Won't somebody help me out?
Never was doing good at sports. Never really ate the fork of the fork. Never really gave a fuck, you see. Everybody think I got leprosy. The 21st century. The name's in Atlas. I'm rocking with MF Doom on this shit. This is for Garbage Day number 3. Maybe you need to pay attention to read TV or television. Get an intermittent superstition, whatever you need.
Whole family spun a fruit thighs and they support me. The power rules support me. The Prince support me. Your bitch support me. Hit a lick just to support those that was for me. My nigga Frog was for me. D-Rock was for me. Niggas phony, but I know my niggas watching for me. Cause I done had some close cases. Wrong time, right places. My life, I ain't finna let them take it. No, my mind, I ain't finna let them take it. From Melsick, I know the Rosecrans. They know who run the programming.
I grew up off of Wilmington and Rosecrans, where niggas drink 4-0 cans and throw it up with both hands. Support Compton, support Compton, support Compton, nigga. Support Compton, support Compton, support Compton, nigga. I'm from where the niggas in the trenches sit back, get their hair braided, and analyze Kendrick. Support Compton, support Compton, support Compton, nigga. Support Compton, support Compton, support Compton, nigga. I kick it where niggas do drive-bys all day and bought a pair of Beats just because they fuck with Dre. We support Compton, support Compton, support Compton. We support Compton, support Compton, nigga. They be like, Dre ain't from Compton, Cube ain't from Compton.
You niggas dumb, I be the type of nigga to ask the niggas asking where they from. Yeah, I be trippin', Debo the niggas, cruising through the hood like, fuck you, CeeLo the niggas. 6'4 in my garage, only dropped the top on Saturday, reminiscing of 96 when I was running through a rat a day. Compton high with the AI braids, over the summer came back with Junior Say I waves. Compton ain't shit, get a nigga fucked up and jump, race riots with the essays, but that ain't what you want. Red and blue bandanas knotted in the front, welcome to the home of the pistol grip punk, Compton.
Money ain't change us. Trying to come up, how the fuck could you blame us? Niggas trying to cross my walk with the stainless. Motherfucker, I send you to hell. We done came up, but money ain't change us. Trying to come up, how the fuck could you blame us? Niggas trying to cross my walk with the stainless. Motherfucker, I send you to hell.
How the fuck you gon' fuck with old trice with a staff full of holes? One gat and a whack stack of flows. A whole lot of lip, thicker than OB shit. Oh shit, they found jazz floating in the ocean. Body parts corroded, cast away. You stretched in the cast today. That's how a real bastard play. Do shit the bachelor way. Creep niggas then blast away. Y'all niggas ain't tough, y'all niggas funny. Y'all need a roll on WB20. Niggas think they too populous now until they catch a buckshot. Chicken pox a nigga style. Niggas scared of the firm. Slim dirty dozen and trice to come back like ease in the night. Niggas jump, that's reason to fight. That's reason to rearrange your teeth with the right, motherfucker. Niggas ain't ready for war or turn war around. Niggas really ain't ready for raw. Old trice, the machete that's beheading you all. Whether rap or jack, we settle the score, motherfucker.
Came up with money and change us. Trying to come up, how the fuck could you blame us? Niggas trying to cross my walk with the stainless. Motherfucker, I send you to hell. We done came up with money and change us. Trying to come up, how the fuck could you blame us? Niggas trying to cross my walk with the stainless. Motherfucker, I send you to hell.
Killed it, Atlanta, my city, we built it. Watch this, young beast, Bob and Weed. Stack core make it hard to breathe. Please believe me, fight for cheese. Survival of the fittest, one of the truest ever. Bow down, he's ever. Been a lot to market. Marvin Dre done linked up with the boy from the A.
Came up with money and change us. Trying to come up, how the fuck could you blame us? Niggas trying to trust my walk with the stainless. Motherfucker, I send you to hell. We done came up with money and change us. Trying to come up, how the fuck could you blame us? Niggas trying to trust my walk with the stainless. Motherfucker, I send you to hell.
Motherfucker, he'll send you to hell. That was 50 Cent on the Dr. Dre, The Way We Came Up. I forget who else is on that damn track, but look it up. It's on the new, it's actually a second album off of Dr. Dre, Straight Outta Compton at Night. It's one of them weird-ass CDs he put out, man. It really didn't get no advertisement, at least on this side of the country and everything. I'm sure it got hella advertisement over there in L.A. And Cali and shit. But, yeah, it's a pretty solid album, too, man, so go check it out, man. Dr. Dre's Compton at night after dark. So it's like it's a weird CD, LP, if you can find it, scoop it up. It's tight. It's real tight. And I had Game Support Comp. The Game been throwing out a lot of little underground joints, man. He's got another one, Game Streets of Compton, man. That shit is tight. Matter of fact, I'm going to play an unreleased joint off that album a little later on, man. Well, it's about 1:09 left in the show. Not 1:09, but it's 8:50. Yeah, man, I'm going to cut it off early, man. It looks like he once again faked me out. Tone told me that shit, too, man. I don't know what's up with Eric, man. You know, he'll show up to certain shit, and then other things he won't show up, man. But this is the second time he done burnt me, man, and was like he going to show up and shit and going to call. And, you know, I'd just be like, you know what, I'm going to keep it going because I don't give a fuck. I'm just going to keep playing shit and talking about stuff. But interesting news that came through today about my man, Ghostface and Wu-Tang Clan. This is courtesy of Hip Hop DX. It's been almost 23 years since Wu-Tang released their debut album, Into the Wu-Tang, 36 Chambers. The 10-man crew was a perfect mix of unique voices and strong personalities. The lyrics were vivid, the beats gritty, and hooks can still get you moving today. Okay, that's some bullshit that they be writing these posts. But anyway, now 46 years old, Ghostface Killah is one of the most prolific members of the group, and rightfully so, because I buy a shit just off of GP. Dude has 12 solo studio albums, including his 1996 debut, Iron Man, and making guest appearances on countless other LPs and everything. But anyway, Ghost is 46 years old. He's got the little Bad Not Good albums out, 2015, Sour Soul, 12 Reasons to Die 2. And he's working on Supreme Clientele 2, which, matter of fact, that shit should have came out this year, but it didn't. A lot of shit should have came out, too. De La Soul didn't come out this year. They got a new album that they working on, man. That shit should come out. Anyway, he spoke to Hip Hop DX, and the rap, he was in Toronto at the Nine Festival, and you know, had an album coming out. You know, Supreme Clientele 2 is coming out, and it's pretty much in his hands right now if a new album comes out. Basically, RZA put the ball in his hand. He was like, man, do you want to do it? And he wants to do it. I want to do it, but if they do it, I don't want it to be like the shit they put out, you know, last year, man. That last album was hot garbage. So I'm hoping, and I'm sorry if you like the Wu. I like the Wu-Tang Clan too, but, you know, if you're going to do it, man, don't go in half-assed, man. Don't come out here. Come out with at least one solid album, man, with all of y'all. It ain't going to be the same because ODB ain't in there, but I'm sure y'all got shit where y'all could, like, you know, put his vocals in and, you know, just do some shit. But just give us one final good solid album, man. Y'all getting old, man. Shit, I ain't even know Ghost was motherfucking 46 years old, man, but y'all getting old, man. Give us one last fucking album and make it good, man. You know, RZA put the ball in his court, and you know, he got phone calls going. You know, Raekwon and Ghost was the last niggas that was holding the album up last time around, you know, because they had internal beef going on. And you know, they gonna try to do one more. They allegedly gonna try to do one more Wu-Tang album. I'd like to see it, man. But other than that, if not, I'll continue with checking out Ghost, RZA. Method Man's last album was kind of whack, man. I'm sorry to say, man. Niggas got to do something, man, because that last album he put out, that was last year. That was a 2015 joint, man. That shit was kind of soft, man. Now, I know Meth and Red got a new album coming out soon, so I'm hoping it's on par, man. But and that shit was horrible. A lot of people don't know Inspector Deck goes by Sarface, and he put a nice ass album out in 2015, man. So if you can get that, man, get that Sarface album, man, and scoop that, man. So Inspector Deck got some shit. GZA ain't put out shit in a minute. RZA ain't put out shit in a minute. He been doing the movie things, man. That Brick House, whatever that shit movie he came out with, man, that shit was hot garbage. But, you know, we'll talk about that another time, man. Anyway, I think what I'm going to do is for maybe the next 30 minutes, man, you know, it's 8:55. And normally we had guys on, you know, we have two artists on the show. But as of lately, man, niggas been playing me, man. And I ain't tripping. You know, we get some, we lose some, you know. D had the same shit happen to him yesterday. He had my man that played Leo. What was the Shy Brother? And I can't remember the motherfucking name, but y'all know who the fuck he is, man. You know, he didn't show up on him. So you get that from time to time, man. I ain't making excuses, and I hate advertising when I don't definitely have a go-ahead on the artist and everything, because it's touch and go, man. So I hate promoting the shit and saying, yeah, we gonna have so-and-so and so-and-so on the show, and then the motherfucker don't show up. And this is Sermon's second time playing me, man. And I see the nigga on the regular and shit, man. But this is the second time him playing me. So you know when your ass come back to Illinois, man, I'm gonna holler at you, dude, because come on, man. It ain't gonna take you. I give you the 10-minute special, man. You know, and then peace. But come on, man. If you ain't gonna show, man, just hit a nigga up, man. Let me know. Let D know, man. Don't play us, man. We work too hard over here, man. At least D do, but we work too hard over here, man. I'm gonna go on and I'm gonna play some more music. Matter of fact, I want y'all to hear this shit, man. This shit is dope. Where is it at? I want y'all to hear this. This is Ghostface. I'm not Ghostface. I got Ghostface on the mind. No homo. Dave East and the Game. This is D calling now. Let me see what he got to talk about. D, what the fuck, man? He double playing us, man. What the fuck, man?
I'm waiting. I don't know what's going on.
Man, that cat got at least 20 good minutes, man. I'm going to play some more music, man. Motherfucking lights over here flicking off. You got this little Chicago thunderstorm, man. Why the fuck did you... the motherfuckers traded Derrick Rose, man.
I saw a lot of cats on Facebook today was clowning them and tripping out about it. I mean, real talk, I'm going to be real with you. I don't... All my Chicagoans out there, I'm gonna be real with y'all. I'm not even tripping about it, because real talk, what has he done in the last couple of seasons but sit on the bench because of injuries?
Man, I told him the trade deal was a shake, wake, and a psychic reading from Cleo.
The last couple of seasons, this cat been sitting on the bench because of injuries. So I'm like, what has he really been doing?
I mean,
the first couple of seasons he was playing, it was promising. I thought he was going to do something. And then once that cat got injured, it was a wrap. It was a wrap.
See, here's the conspiracy about that shit. Now, granted, man, athletes, man, play hard, man. They go hard. They do what they got to do. You know, on one hand, I can understand his indecisiveness as to playing hard because he doesn't want to be injured and he wants to get his best years out on a winning team, which sucks on his part because it is – rumor saying that he doesn't want to play as hard for the Bulls because they're not going to get another championship. And I can kind of see that. That's on one hand. You know, I get that. Now, on the other hand, the hand that'll slap shit out of you, I'm looking at it as this. Dude, you got paid a lot of motherfucking money, man. No ring or not, man. You got paid to play. Now, granted, I get it. You don't want your knees to go out like Kobe and shit, man. But you ain't been on the squad that long, man. And like I said in another post, man, what the New York Knicks got was either they got Unbreakable or they got fucking Mr. Glass. One of the two, you know. Either he going to surprise us all and come out the gate doing what he do, or it's going to be more of the same with less money, you know. At the end of the day, he got paid, you know. You got paid, play. I'm not asking you to do miracles. Okay, you popped your knee, whatever. It hurt, owie. I get it. But at the same time, you got paid, dude. You got paid a grip. And you've been – I'm sorry, Chicago. I'm a Chicago man. Motherfucker been lackluster.
I think that his injuries got him shell-shocked. That's what I think. And I think that's why he ain't been playing the way he's been playing. But like I said, the last couple of seasons, I ain't seen nothing from him. So all I've been seeing is him being on the bench, you know. So to be honest with you, I was saying it in the beginning of the season before this last season ended that the Bulls need to rebuild. I've been saying it.
Well,
so
they traded him. I can't remember who they traded him for, but they traded him for two Knicks and a second pick. And you know when they do the motherfucking recruiting and shit. So
when they do the draft,
yeah, man. Yeah, when they do the fucking draft and shit. So they traded him for that. And like I said, they traded the motherfucker for a shake wake and a psychic reading from Cleo and shit. Motherfucker's been going in on his man. So
I heard Cass been really talking about him and really clowning him about it. But like I said, I'm really not tripping about it because I haven't seen anything from him in the last couple of seasons. So he really hasn't really been doing a whole lot for me. So, like I said, the first couple of seasons he played, he was phenomenal. Once he got injured, he became shell-shocked. So I haven't really seen him doing too much.
I don't even think he's shell-shocked, man. I think he, you know, like a female, man, he's saving himself, man, for the right team and shit. Yeah. But if he thinking the Knicks going to go somewhere, goddammit, you know, he hang that shit. He might do it with Melo, but I don't know,
well,
man.
Maybe he might want to watch Common's movie Just Right, and maybe that'll give him a little inspiration. So
man, maybe he should just play and earn the money. If you feel that way, nigga, if you really worried about your knees and shit, man, and your body going out, play, take the money and run, man. It can happen, dude. I mean, I understand that one hand of the shit, but on the other hand, you got paid some big money, man, and you was a big disappointment, man. On top of the fact that the management, you know, a lot of the players ain't happy with the management over there at you know, Bulls Stadium, man. So they ain't happy with
that's
the
real
shit,
talk.
Man. But we gonna see.
Let me make some calls and find out what's going on with OEW.
Man, you know what? At this stage of the game, man, like I say, there's rain, there's thunder, shit. I'm gonna play some more music, man. If a motherfucker don't call the next 20 minutes, man, I ain't gonna worry about it. I had his boy Tone on from Chicago, man, and you know, he say he notorious for that type of shit. So we gonna see, man. But if he don't call, man,
well, we'll
I don't give
out
a fuck right now. Yeah, I'm gonna play some music.
No,
he got 30 minutes, man, and it is what it is. So, all right, man, you do what you got to do. Text me, let me know, and we gonna play some more music, man. I want y'all to hear this Dave East and Game. Let me know what you think. Nod your head.
I welcome y'all to greatness. You now witnessing a legend. Real nigga shit. I seen it all from a crackhead living room. Never get in tune with negative vibes. Look in my eyes. 27 years of pain when I glance. Thing in my pants. Never ever came for romance. Finger fuckers till my palm hurt. I came with a plan.
I came with a Glock. Bullets run out, niggas getting socked off top. We was selling dope like we was from the Rock. Off pot, hanging out the Cutlass, letting off shots. Bill Clinton getting head, you bugging, you think I'm not.
Donald Trump ain't safe on my block. Got your wife here, I hop. Your baby mother love that Cyclops, my one-eyed monster. Interrogations keep coming back, shit feel like karma. Had grams, now I'm moving with bands, ain't talking contra.
Versi, Lord have mercy on a nigga riding in the Mercy with some Hershey and she from Marcy. The brain Bosley, nigga fucking no Bill Cosby. Samsung, champagne spilling on it beside me. Lacing Tom Ford, hard bottoms in the lobby.
I miss the Met Gala, eating linguine with the best scallops. Shit, I knew we was the best before I met Khaled. Chasing lettuce out here looking for the next salad. I'm from the east side of Harlem, I never stress violence. Never checks palin', black shades wave the text smiling. Nordica trunks, 100 blunts on the next Allen.
My next Allen, 5 carats on the angel wings. Aventador on gold Dayton's, it's a Compton thing. Don't make me switch whips, hop in the ghost like it's Halloween. Run up on the car, I'm spitting ether like I'm out of Queens. Walk up on a nigga broad day, take him out of things. Leave him like Barkley, make him play the block without a ring. Me and Dave Styles and Jada, heroin and gasoline. R.I.P. to Yams, when we in Harlem cooking collard greens. I start tripping, it's like Future when he out of lean. And I don't do construction, but this hammer hanging out my jeans. And what you rappers gonna do when you run out of memes? You can run on Instagram, but can't outrun the beam, nigga.
Dope in Michigan, Detroit Lions stamp.
I run it like Barry Sanders, the Spanish Maya Lansk. Hoodlum, my alliance is out in Brooklyn. We play steps like Brooklyn. Follow the Lord, Tookie. 100 bookies betting on Golden State. Fiend sniffing 8 balls. I watched his face go in that plate.
What he snorting up? Cutting wiretaps. You ain't recording us. Fresh pair of J's and still a fuck Michael Jordan up. Go to jail, smack COs, and tell the warden what? My niggas at your crib with your daughter underwater stuck. Mastros, order up. Audemars, quarter tuck. Baltimore with the pack. Pockets fat as Lady Luck. East.
Sour got me up in builders like I'm Peter Parker. Trash bags to the ceiling. It ain't no need for talking. Keep your opinions. When I'm finished, you gon' need a coffin. Out in my city, cameras flashing like the Beatles walking. Knocking Lenny Kravitz in a 550. Ride by slow, couple my bitches slide down pole.
At Ace of Diamonds, King of Diamonds, stadium that we at Onyx. I see head in my future, call that like he designed. A nigga call himself a thug, but we know that he vagina. The rap, Jamal Lyon, pull heat, they call crying. I crush your empire, then eat your girl cooking. You only good with the hooks, I came. You fucking rookie.
Understand that I ain't like nothing you ever seen in your fucking life. Bounced at the club from my block, he let me suck the pipe.
I got it.
You having problems with your spouse cause you don't fuck her right. I'm probably somewhere shopping for a house to keep my comfort right. Lennox have the Rosecrans, first to see the block. Fiends was up early, so I was the first to see the block.
East meets west, my niggas. They say Compton just like Harlem. I know that's right. As soon as I landed JFK, man. Had a fucking Uber take me to motherfucking Midtown, man. Pick up my fucking Lambo. Then I'm headed to Harlem, 145th and Lenox. That's where I play. Game, nigga. Pull the Lambo off to Amy Roos. They know me in there. Give me that corner table in the back. Let me get that fried chicken. That cornbread come out first. Smoke it. Real nigga shit. Compton.
The guns are the villains, or the ones behind the guns are the ones that are something villain. It's literature, your source, the ignorant core from the ignorant norm. The literal niggas fixing and switching, minute from sinning, winning is the independent image, sitting, withering in the wind and living the vivid injury. Shivering cold, hot blood, boil, boy, plots, recoil. The silence of divine reality, it takes 1 second for your life to vanish. Snap the neck backwards, enact a fresh snap verb. Grab the breast, back the flesh, have the dressing afterwards. Ask the question, Professor Afro is the man to learn, teaching neat wisdom, speaking sleek income, steepest green river, sleeping sheep, better wake up, wait, turn the music off, I need to say something, why is there barely any of us ain't you up?
The ghetto church, the level rebel, mellow words, the fellow search, arrow, peril, narrow, terror, urge, forget and forgive, medicine, no letter within, the merited switch of every man sharing his wit, embarrassing heritage, wearing his clothes from the inside out, he should try to find the lyrics right now, he fights with a sword handed to him, gotta keep it sharp, leave it deep and bleeding, starving, reaching, peeking, seeking, charts, weakening, and he pretended she had left him for a tweaker, and his weakest friend agreed with him, he didn't need a either, now listen to the loudest Christian shout his opinion, the wisdom he had found to listen, 12 Bible scriptures, 12 righteous, tell failed male fighting figures, sell by the writing niggas, fell by the slippers. I love to hear the hip hop coming back, people. Transmission, fan fiction, blast with precision.
Nobody can do it like this.
Freeze,
I've been with actions that did my shit out the show. Know a lot of secrets, but I would never explode. Freeze, and my name in the breeze. You can't gas me with freeze. I came here with smoke. I don't stress over nobody. I'm good on the parties. And if I get there, cool. Everybody's a chef. A cooker got a weapon. Whole bunch of niggas rapping. Freeze. You ever been on skis in New York? A million hits on the two, but not one show. You can't win on an area flow.
Local.
Freeze, there's too many MCs, I might call Little C. He gon' tell Big Commandments, it's not where your man's with. I'm talking about you. I'ma ask them niggas about this shit you do.
West to Jordan, saw them hoop dreams, turnpike dreams, winning the night, fiends lean.
drug dealer's whip is so clean, MC's jewels is so flashy, and Pippin posterized Patrick Ewing so nasty, class B, boring as hell, trying to pay attention, the jigger drop that hard knock life, teaching lessons about hood dreams, hoop it up in hip hop, set it on the mic cause I ain't had that wicked jump shot. I ain't had that wicked jump shot. Set it on the mic cause I ain't had that wicked jump shot. Jump shot dream. Hoop it up in hip hop. Set it on the mic cause I ain't had that wicked jump shot. Jump shot. I ain't had that wicked jump shot. Titles on the mic, on the mic. Leaders of the new came to my school watching the young bustle buzz fuck shit up that rah rah energy. To pinpoint the precise point in life, the enemy. To gather thoughts mentally, jot them down rhythmically. Walk through time processing sounds of the city. Mill City ain't seeing mills. Low to them Haven Hills, really down bottom. Rich history forgotten. Got to talking with my mama about the alarming she discovered when she first came to Mass from South Carolina. Bernard before her, Wanda followed behind her. Bernard had Rochelle, Wanda had Tia. Pamela had me, baby Boo and Nakia. Auntie Audrey passed the last with no baby. Carol had Shola, Sade, Mosa, Nosa, maybe. I got to writing cause I saw my family fighting out of bitch. Flat tops of my New Balance kicks, it was hood dreams. Hoop it up in hip hop, set it on the mic cause I ain't had that wicked jump shot. Jump shot. I ain't had that wicked jump shot. Set it on the mic cause I ain't had that wicked jump shot. Hood dreams, hoop it up in hip hop. Set it on the mic cause I ain't had that wicked jump shot. I ain't had that wicked jump shot. Set it on the mic, on the mic. And Biggie Verse, he talk about the crack or the jump shot. The jump shot, the crack or this rap, but it's all in fact. Hood dreams for teens seeking something close to paradise. A quick escape from day to day where they don't have a life. The average is disparaging. Half of them end up wrapped up in funeral parlor packaging. Beautiful roses masking the reality of casket. Handcuffs addiction. Don't give a fuck about school except addition. To add up the dead presidentials is essential. When you've been through hood politics, heavy on the mental, steady on the pencil, studying Drake and J. Cole. Biology is whack, rap is taking control. Fuck a J.O.B. cause they gon' be reality show celebrities. These are careers and it tears me apart. We caught in the web of lies, don't let them ruin your lives, y'all. Hood dreams, hoop it up in hip hop, set it on the mic cause I ain't had that wicked jump shot. Jump shot. I ain't had that wicked jump shot. Set it on the mic cause I ain't had that wicked jump shot. Hood dreams, hoop it up in hip hop. Set it on the mic cause I ain't had that wicked jump shot. I ain't had that wicked jump shot. Set it on the mic, on the mic. Jump shot, wicked jump shot. Jump shot, jump shot. Wicked jump shot. Jump shot. Wicked jump shot. Shot, shot, shot. Wicked jump shot. Jump shot. Jump shot. Jump, 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 jump shot.
Yo, that was Rex. Jump Shots, production by Buck Wild. Scratches by Static Selector. Before that, we had Sadat X, Freeze. And before that, we had R.A. the Rugged Man's protege, Afro, Long Time Coming. And before that, we had Dave East in the game, Bad Boy on the Road Now. So, anyway, it's 9:18. I got shit to do. I want to thank y'all for listening in, man. Even though, man, I don't know what to say, man. I ain't going to apologize for the shit because it's expected, you know. But it's part of the reason why I don't like advertising all the time about who we got on unless I know for certain that the person is actually going to show up. And sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But I still try to make up for it, man, by blessing y'all with good music and letting y'all hear some of the shit that's out there. And, you know, just trying to keep the format of the show going, you know. So it is what it is, man. But I want to thank my man Tone for actually coming through, man. I actually called him to call up and, you know, just to discuss, man, because we're going to have his boy E-Double on. And E-Double faked me out again. Number two, E. Ain't going to be no number three, cuz. I will see your ass in August, nigga. Yeah, so I ain't tripping, man. It is what it is, man, you know. I did hit y'all with some music, man. You know, going to pick up Eric's last album, ESP. And we'll see you next Wednesday, man. I mean, it is what it is. Nod your head. I'm going to get out of here before the power go off. And see y'all next Wednesday, man. Nod your head. Peace. I could at least play y'all one more little joint, though, before we go. Let me see what I got here. Let me see. What do we have in... let's do this Red Man. I like Red Man.
Yeah. Hey, Brick City in the building. Yeah. I know y'all miss hearing hard. It's like this.
Yes, sir.
Yo, I'm undeniable. I feel you in hating. I got your homegirl here, so I'm renovating. My pen game, get it on. I'm penetrating, and hoes come in all colors. I'm finger painting. I'm sick of making Lincolns. I wanna make a meal. I'm 360, but not your label deal. I get all my bread. I ain't splitting the dime. I'm too tight, like the leather that's fitting the fine. I ain't gripping a nine. Boy, I'm a motivator, motivating the jungle, getting that crap game. You're irrelevant, beta. Yellow house the hardest. The vampires of the game start wearing your garlic. I ain't an alcoholic, but I make you say damn. He took it back to the Afro and the Ray-Ban. It's Yellow House, man. We breaking all the rules, and everything we drop is undeniable.
Yeah,
Yellow House in the building.
Yes, sir.
Y'all already know. Hey,
listen,
run, y'all. You already.
Yeah.
Brick City, we're here.
I'm too grown to bullshit with you broke ass niggas. Half on a nickel bag of smoke ass niggas. 40 years old on the block, still hustling. Head need Rogaine, beard need Just for Men. Full of estrogen. Dog, I'm a boss, but I still work hard as a Mexican. Grimy as hell, grimy as snails. Check my rap sheet, I spent most of 90s in jail. Off pills, I feel like George the Animal. Still bananas with the glamour, get your cantaloupe peel. For the cake, I push pies, my block the bakery. Boy, I put you to work like a temp agency. Plus some rhymes you be writing is whack. I know white chicks that write, it's better than that. Yeah, we robbing you for the valuable. This that Yellow House grind, undeniable.
Yo. Yo, look. Yo,
Killer.
Look. Let me list a few reasons they call me a beast. Cause anytime I see rappers, I think of a feast. And I ain't talking Chicken Shack, I'm thinking Philippe. So anytime you think of Ready, you think of the East Coast. No disrespect, I'm a rep of mine. And I ain't saying I'm the best, but I'm the next in line. That's why my nickname Ready, cause I'm stretched for time. So only way you nigga lock me down is on the dotted line. When I rhyme, it's sorta like a violent crime. So if you get caught with my verse, you do a 3-9. Hard minute to ass whipping, I'm past different. I play the front like the lead vocals, you ad living. See, I'm a giant who more than liable to bring the riot through and turn all beef into lion food. Now, what I gotta prove, I passed all obstacles. So, when it comes down to my talent, it's undeniable.
Killer House in the building, man. Y'all ready, rock?
What's good, huh? This is what we do. They can't stop us.